ओम शांति। बाबा, दूसरों को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए कई सुंदर बातें सुनाते आए हैं।
Baba has been telling wonderful things to take others forward, to lead others or help others move forward means to progress yourself. This gathering is a wonderful gathering and we are taking this forward together. Baba has given this elevated task of world transformation. In this we are not alone. We all have heard. It's said in the scriptures too that God too doesn't do things alone. God does tasks with the help of Shiv Shakti. We are all hands of Baba. It's shown in the scriptures about demons. And they went to Mahadev and then Mahadev said that I can't do this. They went to Vishnuji and Vishnu said that even I can't do this. Then they went to Shiv Shakti. Shiv Shakti helped in killing the demons. This is the time of transformation and in this time huge change is going to happen. We all have sacrificed our vices in this yagya. From this yagya, fire comes out and through the power of our purity, it's spreading throughout this world. Why? Because we belong to the deity clan and they have divinity inside them. We have the divinity of two yugas, the sanskars of two yugas of deities and our elevated lives attracts others. So this yagya belongs to all. With just one you cannot do elevated tasks. We have to work together and do elevated tasks and help others move forward and make them eligible. For example, in one center, if only one sister knows to give course and many people are coming to take course, definitely there will be difficulties. See, such sisters have prepared many mothers. So mothers keep on taking course and they keep on giving course to others. Suppose if other person thinks, see, where is the weakness happening? If you think that when you take others forward, when you help others to move forward, what will happen to me? This fear is there in people and this fear stopped their progress. But if like parents, if we help others to move forward, even parents help their children to move forward and the parents are happy when they see the children progress. Suppose in the class, if the teacher sees many eligible students in the class, the teacher also doesn't think that the students, if they progress more than me, what will happen to me? So the task of a teacher is to help the students progress in life. In this gathering too, the souls who are complete in themselves, they help others to move forward and progress in life. And we have been seeing this in their lives. We have seen if one person helps others to progress, their own way or doors get opened. Brahma Baba to help others to move forward. Because Brahma Baba did not think that even only me, I should go and do the exhibition. No, Baba, to help children to move forward. Baba wanted others to progress, and Baba wants to be incognito. And Baba had this good wishes that the children's praise should be throughout the world. And Baba praises us in the Murli too, even in the kingdom. Baba says that you are the master of the three worlds. Baba says many, many elevated words which uplifts us. So we also should be merciful. I have heard Baba's secret versions. This is our study. In the study, towards the end, based on 3 points, you will get the number. The first point, how many did you make? For how many were you able to make others worthy? Papa doesn't ask for how many did you take class or how many centers were you taking care of. Papa will just ask how many people were you able to make worthy. One who is a yogi become worthy. The second point Papa said was, since the time you became Brahman, how much were you able to lead an obstacle-free life? It should not be like that your life is full of obstacles in thoughts. And the third, throughout the Brahman life, in front of Maya, how much powerful were you able to remain in front of Maya? Just think about yourself and reflect, how much are you able to make yourself powerful in the coming time? Will you be able to remain powerful? Will you be able to cross all these difficulties? Just reflect and you look at yourself. How much ever you become embodiment of attainments and merciful and benevolent, that much you will be able to help others progress in life. In this gathering, if 50 people become worthy, then our gathering will be the most powerful one. Suppose in the gathering only one is powerful. Suppose in a battle, there's only one powerful one, what will happen? There must be many, many. Our gathering belongs to Shiv Shakti. How many people becomes more powerful, more pure? The one who does Lord of service, that much the godly service will become successful and complete, and our yajna will be glorified, and the people will look at the yajna. Many people will come. Many people start thinking that people have stopped coming. Why should we conduct meeting? Why should we take care of all these things and save things? It's not that. Baba, this place is going to become a pilgrimage. People will start searching for peace, come running to learn peace. There will be a spiritual revolution in this world. So in this elevated yajna, there will be many souls who spread fragrance. There will be many souls who will have unlimited intellect and who does unlimited service. Suppose if there is ego inside, then they will get stuck and become stagnant. I was discussing with someone. It was a personal thing, but it will be beneficial for others. One person was looking at the department. That person had this thought that this department is mine. Nobody should come in this department. So I thought that Papa has said that such thought will become successful. But the thing is, he won't be able to move forward because he has if you have bonded yourself with the rope, then you won't be able to progress in life. The one who breaks the rope will be able to move forward. If you leave something, the many good things will be coming in our life. If you keep on donating that, the third thing will come, beautiful thing will come to your life. So keep on giving to others. You will also get the blessing of others. And at the same time, we will be able to move forward. So this wall of ego is blocking us. My favorite thing is Brahma Baba's purushart or effort of subtle renunciation. I see this in many classes. Brahma became number one because he was number one in renouncing his ego. It came in Baba's Murli too. Baba also renounced his responsibility. Brahma was number one soul. He renounced each and everything and subtle things too. Baba had so many powers. He had the thought which will become reality. Baba's all authority was with him too, but he did not show this to others, nor did he show his ego. Baba helped others to move forward and started teaching others. Nobody can stop you if you want to move forward. One thing that we have to do is to make ourselves forward. If you become empty, people start to think, what will happen to me? The one who has wonderful experience in their life, what will happen in their life? They'll get blissful experiences from God. The one who makes others worthy, they get beautiful experiences from Supreme Soul. For them, little things, they can renounce easily. So, make yourself the embodiment of attainment. This is the Tapasya month. Wonderful plants of tapasya. Whenever the month of January comes, I remember this. In the last 4-5 years of Brahma Baba, after Mama became Avyat, Baba had wonderful experience of bodiless stage, and Baba would say that I stay in this body as if I do not exist. So this is a wonderful version of Baba. This is a wonderful experience of Brahma Baba. Baba came from Parandam. So think about the think about the whole cycle. from the way you came from Parandham to the deity clan and worthy of worship. So how lucky are you that in the last life Baba has become yours. Baba has so much love towards you. Baba says that whatever is mine is yours. Baba doesn't want peace. Almighty Authority is coming to give us all the powers. So we should do this practice of becoming bodiless. We should do in our action. Whenever we do actions and when we keep on practicing, we have to focus. Me, the soul, is in the forehead, but I am seen through my eyes. You will feel good. I am sitting inside. The cover is outside. This is my heart. I'm sitting inside my forehead. Practice this. I have incarnated from Parandham. Along with that, think, I have come to establish peace in this world, and you have to spread peace. I have come to help God in His elevated task. This is a wonderful task. I have also incarnated to spread the vibrations of purity all around. You are an incarnated soul. When you have this thought, there won't be any effect of the outside world. How much ever there will be peacelessness, you have come to establish peace. And outside peacelessness won't affect you. We are the angel of purity. We have to make this world pure. We know that there is dirt, rubbish all around, and this rubbish won't affect us. So such practice, along with churning, you have to keep on doing. You do not have to forget this. You should not forget this. You do not forget this, that elevated thought is the foundation of elevated life. If you do not have elevated thoughts, you won't be able to continue in the practice. If you continue to think elevated thoughts, then day by day your thoughts also becomes elevated. And these thoughts, the origin of this is from Murli. If you listen to Sakar Murli's version, there are experiences of Brahma Baba and there are certain deep philosophies said by Shiv Baba. Some Shiv Baba says, some Brahma Baba says. So you understand this. So whatever is the experience of Brahma Baba, we should also practice that. In Murli's, Baba said, Baba did not use this term that I have done this. Little bit Baba used to say that I have this intoxication, but it would come in Murli. We should listen to Murli in such an angle, because the strength of knowledge, it's not a normal strength. If you have to make yourself strong, elevated, make a yogi life, you need the strength of knowledge. The vibrations of knowledge, that's really important. Since many, many ages, people have been searching for true knowledge. Gautam Buddha, Acharya, many, many saints search for this so that they become enlightened, but it could not happen. You also should understand the value of this elevated knowledge. This knowledge is not normal or ordinary. Many people consider this as ordinary, and they say in one line that you are a soul, and in one line they say that you are a deity soul, you are the emperors of the paradise. This secret people have been searching in the scriptures. They did not understand. They did not know where the deity is. Where? They do not have this knowledge even in their thought. So this knowledge is full of secrets, and Baba has given us. So you should understand this value, and you have to divinize your consciousness with this knowledge. If you keep on thinking about knowledge, you become light and divine. The light of knowledge increases the aura, or the body of light will become more light and powerful. Brahma Baba used to churn about knowledge. Dadi Janki would say that when I go to meet Baba at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., Baba would say that, "Do not come, child, please don't come now. I am preparing halwa." Halwa is not the halwa that's prepared in the kitchen. Baba says about halwa, which means Baba is churning the knowledge to give this to the children. So Baba, through the power of knowledge, through the power of intoxication, with the bodiless stage, Baba had made himself complete. We have to keep this goal forward in front of us in this month of January. Brahma Baba is constantly in the yoga and tapasya. Even I have to stabilize my mind on the point of Shiva Baba. So this is a wonderful time, and you have to use this time. Baba, day before yesterday, said wonderful version, and this word, beautiful, is a small word. Baba had made a plan. What did Baba say in day before yesterday's Murli? Baba said, Baba will give love, cooperation and power to all the children and make your effort very light. So I was thinking, just think, Baba, God Himself, is planning for us. This is a wonderful thought. Are we able to make ourselves, can we make such beautiful plan for ourselves? Do not leave this. So this time is time of blessing. So one line I would like to say about 18th January. Baba said that 18th January is a day of blessing, and Baba will be willing to give the blessing throughout the day, stay in the subtle region and get whatever blessing that you want from Baba. You are all in the stars to complete the task of God Himself. Om Shanti.